Well, I really enjoyed that. But I had a bit of a puzzling question. And I wonder if you can help me. Who or what was missing from the play? What was missing? Yes?
Baby Jesus.
Yeah, baby Jesus. Did anybody else notice that?
Yeah.
Did you? Wow. Oh. Okay. Well, I wonder where he is. Who's got him? Anybody got the baby Jesus? No.
He was dying on the cross.
He's what?
He was dying on the cross.
That's a good theological answer, but he wasn't at that moment. Has anyone here got the baby Jesus? Thank you. That wasn't quite what I expected. But well done anyway. He was hidden under here all the time. That's 20 minutes now that you've lost of me looking for him. But yeah, he was hiding all the time under there. I hope it's comfortable in there. Because that's where he should have been all the time. But he was missing. And apart from some of you very clever children who noticed, especially you, Jasmine, who noticed that he wasn't there, not many of us noticed. Did you all notice that the baby wasn't there? Oh, man. Some of you are clever. Some of you are not so clever. But we didn't put the baby in because we wanted to kind of say something about Christmas and about how at Christmas we all get so involved with the shepherds and the angels and Herod and the animals and the costumes and saying our lines. And not only do we get involved in all that for the nativity, we get involved with all the celebrating Christmas and buying presents and going shopping and enjoying family coming or not enjoying family coming and being relieved when it's over or being really disappointed when it's over or whatever. But we get into the whole thing of Christmas, but sometimes Jesus is missing and sometimes we don't even notice. The baby Jesus is missing, the adult Jesus is missing from Christmas. Now you'll notice that the shepherds found the baby. In the real story of the first Christmas, the shepherds found the baby. How did they find the baby, children? Yes?
The
shepherds didn't follow the star, but that's a good answer in a minute. Yes?
Yeah,
the angels, and they gave them some clues. What did they say? Somebody else yet? Yes. And something about, yes? Yes, in a manger at least, yes. Yeah.
And God will look after him.
Absolutely. Very good answer. Anything else? He was going to be a bit like this baby is. Kind of. Yeah, wrapped up in cloths like that. So they were the clues for the shepherds. And it says in Luke's story about Jesus, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they found the baby who was lying in the manger. So the shepherds found Jesus. The wise men also found the baby. In the real story of the first Christmas, the wise men found the baby. How did they find the baby? You were one of them, weren't you? Yeah, following the star. They looked at their old scrolls and worked some things out, and then they followed the star to where the baby was. And then they worshipped him. It says in Matthew's story about Jesus, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And a really simple thing to think about, the shepherds found the baby, the wise men found the baby. Have you found Jesus? You need to find Jesus. Is Jesus missing from your Christmas? But more importantly, is Jesus missing from your life? Because if you haven't found Jesus, there is something really important missing. It didn't really matter much that the baby was missing from the nativity play. Didn't matter much, did it? We could do the whole thing and tell the whole story. It didn't matter much. But it does matter if Jesus is missing from Christmas. And it does matter even more if Jesus is missing from your life. You see, some things you can do without. You can do without chocolate, can't you?
No.
Yes, you can. Really. You can survive without hair. Or your appendix, or your tonsils. I've got one of those, I think. You can survive without lots of things. You can survive without going to lots of places, but you can't survive without Jesus. And it's not like you can substitute Jesus with something else. You know, if you have a very poorly leg, you might better get a replacement leg, which sort of works and kind of helps you along. Or you can get some new teeth if all your teeth fall out. And they can do some wonderful things for you to help you, but you can't survive without Jesus, and you can't substitute Jesus for something else, because it doesn't work. Jesus is like the things that you can't do without in life, like air, and breathing it, like water, like food, like your heart pumping. You just can't do without it. And Jesus is somebody that you can't do without. We need Jesus. You can't do without Jesus. You can't substitute Jesus for something else, whether being religious or being nice or following some other way. You can't substitute Jesus for something else. You need to find the baby. And that's the question for us. Have we found Jesus? Have we found the baby Jesus? Have we found the adult Jesus? As Barney mentioned, have we found the adult Jesus who ends up dying on the cross and rising again? Have we found Jesus? Do we know Jesus? The Jesus that the shepherds found and worshipped, the Jesus that the wise men found and worshipped. What are you going to do this Christmas? Are you going to find Jesus and are you going to worship Jesus? Last point. Where will you find him? Where will you find him? And I want to just suggest three things to you this morning. If you want to find Jesus, if you think Jesus might be important, three places that it's good to look for Jesus. And I suppose the first one's the most important. We find Jesus in the Bible. That's where we find Jesus. That's where we find the baby. That's where we find the adult. It's in the Bible. It's God's book explaining the world, explaining men and women, explaining the story of Jesus, telling us the future. It's all in this book, the Bible. So find a Bible. Read a Bible. It's where God speaks to us about Jesus and about ourselves. Second place where we can find Jesus, which connects with the first one, of course, is coming to a church. And it's lovely to see you here this morning, but if you don't regularly go to a church somewhere where people gather together to look at what the Bible has to say, I want to really encourage you to read the Bible for yourself, but also to come and gather with lots of other people and study the Bible, think about the Bible. Did we knock the water over? Sorry about that. I shouldn't have left it there. It's all my fault. It's all right, though. Don't panic. Are you wet? Are you all right? Right. Don't panic. So, where was the first place we could look for the Bible? Sorry, we could look for Jesus. The Bible, thank you very much. Where was the second place, just to get me back on track, yes? The church, which is just the place, or places, lots of places, where people meet together to look at what the Bible has to say and to find Jesus. And I want to suggest a third way, which is the special way for this church next year, is that we've got a little course called Christianity Explored, which starts on Thursday night, starting the 17th of January. So that's in the new year, on Thursday evenings here in this building, where we're going to look specifically at who was Jesus, why did he come here, what does it mean to you? I want to suggest again, you can't do without Jesus. You can't substitute Jesus. Find him in the Bible. Find him by gathering together with the church. Find him perhaps by coming along to this course in the new year. And there's loads of invites for it out in the foyer.